Hello everyone, I'm Xinyue Huo from Icon School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, work with Dr. Finkelstein. I'm glad to present our study today, the association between the prevalence of e-cigarettes and the propensity for risk behavior. And we conclude current e-cigarette users in people with risk behavior is 38% higher than those without risk behavior. First of all, the important two factors to consider is one, the current e-cigarette user. In the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Systems from 2016 to 2018, if the participant answered yes to the question, have you ever used an e-cigarette? And then answered, used e-cigarette every day or someday, then they should be current e-cigarette users. The second factor is risk behavior. Heavy drinking, have been tested for HIV, don't have flu shot, don't use seatbelt, and some high-risk situation listed here. Any one of the options listed above can be considered as risk behavior. In Table 1, we report the prevalence of current e-cigarette users. 5.4 of people with risk behavior report using e-cigarette currently, around 3 times than people without risk behavior. It's a very huge significant difference. Besides, there's very interesting e-cigarette using distribution among smoking people. 14.3% of tobacco users are using e-cigarette at the same time. 5.6% of formal tobacco users start using e-cigarette, and only 1.5% of people who never smoked, they start to try e-cigarette. Figure 1 shows the demographic characteristics of the current e-cigarette users. Overall, 3.5% of the participants reported being current e-cigarette users. Among those current e-cigarette users, 49.8% of them are using tobacco at the same time, and 92.4% of them have risk behavior. Meanwhile, we find white, male, young people aged 18 to 44 years old are more likely to use e-cigarette. Secondly, we applied the multiple logistic regression to estimate the association between the e-cigarette use and the behavioral risk factor, adjusting for age, gender, race, marital status, education, income, and cigarette using status. In Table 2, the alarming results indicate people with risk behavior are more 38% probability of e-cigarette using than those without risk behavior. 95% confidence interval doesn't contain zero, so the result is statistically significant. Finally, we also noticed an explosive growth of the e-cigarette users from 2016 to 2018. As you can see the trend in the percentage of e-cigarette users in Figure 2. This growth came in males, young people aged 18 to 44 years, people with risk behavior, and those who never smoked tobaccos. Thank you.